The NSTAR operating employees strike is over, but the workers do not have a new contract. After 2.5 weeks on strike, they returned to work today. Greg Walker with Local 367 says not all of the employees wanted to return, but he says they didn't want the community to suffer.
There's a tremendous amount of work that needs to be done in the state. I know that the developers, many of the people that are looking for, that have new construction and looking for gas service to be put to those homes, they're way behind schedule.
Walker says the union is trying new tactics to come to a contract agreement with Canadian-owned NSTAR over retirement benefits. John Sims with NSTAR said in a statement that the company accepted the employees' unconditional offer to return to work and all offices are open for regular business.